Okay, de retour avec Kaylin Goulet. La première question, Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Kaylin. Question for you about something you said earlier in the week when we spoke with you. You deferred to coaches and management a lot in terms of your place in the organization and in the depth charts, but said that you felt that your job was to at least make their decision hard. So over the past 4 or 5 days, how do you feel you did with that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, again, it's how they look at the game and how they think he played. So again, that's just a decision that's up to them. And yeah, so it's kind of hard for me to say that.
You did play a few games with the Laval last year. So perhaps the pace and so forth and the physicality of these two games wasn't as much of a surprise for you. But what did you take out of these two games that you've played this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they were fast. They got some big guys over there. So, no, it was good games. They're obviously competitive. Lots of scrums and stuff, which is good. And guys were working hard out there. So last two games are really fun.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. J'invite les médias à lever la main de façon virtuelle, s'il vous plaît, si vous avez une question. On va aller avec une question de Eric Leblanc.
Hey, hello, Kaylin. Just like to know if today was a bit more difficult for you because you try to do maybe a bit too much sometimes on different plays, or you don't believe that was the case?
Yeah, I mean, it's hockey. Sometimes just things don't work out and some mistakes happen. So, you know, it's hockey. Not everything's going to be perfect. And it's just how you bounce back and respond. So, again, it's tough sometimes. And yeah, just how you respond to it.
And you feel that's what you did in third period, I guess?
Yeah. I felt like my third period was a lot better than my first and second, and the whole team's was a lot better. So yeah, it was good to see that pushback from the guys there in the third, and obviously came up a little bit short, but it was good for the team to have that pushback going into tomorrow's game.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Arpin?
Hi, Kaylin. You know, aside from how things were going in terms of the game, I think your first period was, I guess, physically tough for you. You had a few moments where you were kind of on the ground in pain or on the ice in pain. Generally speaking, from a physical standpoint, it seems, you know, that would be one of the biggest challenges from playing in junior to at this level at a rookie camp. How do you feel, you know, your ability to compete physically has shown you something in terms of how close you are to being at the level you need to be in that area?
I mean, it's hard to say. Sometimes there's games where you don't get banged up a whole lot, and then there's games where you get a few bruises. So I mean, today was just kind of one of those games, and it happens, but just got to play through it if it's not anything too serious, which it's not. So yeah, there's a couple bumps and bruises, and it happens sometimes more in more games than others. So
at this point in camp, having had some time to sort of watch him, I think you got times, but this Norlander's game, what kind of appreciation have you gotten from watching him play, and what sort of stands out to you when you watch him?
Yeah, obviously he's got some offensive talent, and he's very good with the puck. He's really smooth. So he's a good player. He's fun to play with, fun to watch. So, I mean, he's a good person off the ice too. So makes it a lot easier to root for him. So, yeah, no, he's obviously a very skilled player, and he's got a great career ahead of him.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harpin. And we'll take a last question from Patrick Friolet. Patrick, go on.
Hey, Kaylin. Obviously, it's a challenge to show up here and get the rhythm right away in the games. What do you feel has evolved for you in this quick turnaround between game one and game two? What do you feel you're retrieving in your game, let's say, the rhythm, the passes, or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, they're tough games at times. I mean, we've never played together, and, you know, we've only had a handful of practices. So, but I mean, they're good games. Everyone's working hard, and, I mean, we're all trying to win the game and do our best and show the guys watching that we can play. So, no, I mean, the games have been fun, and, you know, they've been exciting for sure.